Thanks for joining us on Sandful Radio. Zach Milbank here, and with me today is Woodville West Torrens youngster Jack Lukosius. How are you, Jack?
Yeah, I'm good, thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.
Pleasure, mate. We thought we'd get you on because we're going to chat today about the Bank SA Rookie Program, which has been fantastic this year, and you're probably you were the 52nd Bank SA rookie for this year, and that actually exceeded the total amount of Bank SA rookies the previous year, which is a fantastic result, and you were last cab off the rank in a prelim final, mate, so there's probably only one stage shyer than to make your debut in, so it was a huge game for you, and no doubt one you'll always remember.
Yeah, no, it was an awesome experience. Playing in Adelaide Oval in front of a crowd in my first game. Pity we didn't get the result, but yeah, no, it was an awesome experience to play my first game in front of a big crowd like that.
Yeah, most definitely, and so much riding on it as well, and against the reigning Premier. And before we get into that, though, you obviously, earlier in the day, you were initially looked like you would be playing in the under-18 Torrens Uni Cup Grand Final, but obviously higher ranking called, and Michael Godden wanted you to play in the Maccas League team. So how did that all unfold, and when were you told, Jack?
I probably found out that I was round about to Leakside earlier in the week, and then I trained with them throughout the week, so I thought it might have been a chance because I would have been training with the 18s, but I was definitely going to play 18s.
Yep.
And then, yeah, I got a call at school on Thursday saying, and I'm in the squad, so that was pretty awesome.
Did Godsey and then, from Godsey?
Yeah, it was from Godsey. That was a good call to get at school.
Yeah,
and then kept it under wraps a bit, try and keep a bit of pressure off me, and then, yeah, it was a good game.
Yeah, most definitely. How were the emotions during the week? Because probably 2 weeks ago, or 2 weeks prior to that, you were probably setting yourself for a big stage in the Torrens Uni Cup Grand Final, then all of a sudden that's thrown out of the window and you're in a league prelim.
Yeah, it was a bit different. I guess I was very excited for the under-18s Grand Final, and to miss out on that was a little bit frustrating, but it was awesome to make my debut, and I was still pretty calm, and you know, I kind of had a role to play in the team, and all the boys were pretty good and looked after me, so that was awesome.
Yeah, so tell us about the day itself. Obviously against Sturt on the Adelaide Oval, and you guys really needed to win to sort of get that grand final berth. But that opening quarter of Wowee, how'd you find the pace of it? Because it certainly looked like you picked it up fine.
Yeah, that was the main thing for me. The game was a lot quicker than what I'm used to, so I knew if I could keep up with that, then I would have been all right. So, yeah, and the boys looked after me pretty well, and the kicks were hitting me, so all I had to do was take my marks and then use the ball as well. So, the pace was the thing that I felt the most, but it was a good fun.
You must have been pleased with how well you adjusted kicking 3 goals in the first quarter.
Yeah, it was good to get in the game early and settle the nerves, and yeah, that really made me feel better out there and felt like I belonged, so that was good.
Your fourth goal I thought was probably your best in my view, just given that you had to work so hard for it. I think you laid a shepherd up on the wing and then darted back and sprinted back hard inside 50 and ended up on the end of the chain and booted it through that northern end, so you must have been wrapped with that one.
Yeah, no, that was good fun. Kicking the ball nice and far as well, I was a bit fired up, but yeah, no, it was good to contribute to the team.
Most definitely. And Godsey, what was his message after the game? Obviously, you were shattered with the result, but when you eventually had your individual debrief.
Yeah, no, he was pretty pleased with how it went. He was pretty good. He kept it pretty simple for me and said, you're not under much pressure. All the boys will look after you. So, yeah, kept it pretty simple for me, and I just went and played my role and tried to do what I could. And, yeah, no, he was really good.
And how did you find it playing on arguably the two best defenders in the Maccas League competition? You started on Fraser Evans, of course, who ended up going on to win the Jack Odie medal on Sunday. And then you had Jack Stevens, the other Jack Odie medalist from the year before, standing you after that. How'd you go with standing those two blokes?
Yeah, it was pretty interesting. Well, I didn't really know any of their players at all, not doing much as seniors, so I went through a bit of vision on the Friday before looking at them. But yeah, it was probably good that I didn't know the stories behind both of them and how good they were. And I was just, you know, was doing my own thing, probably helped me. But yeah, nah, now that I look at it, it's good experience.
Yeah, it certainly holds you in good stead for next year.
Yeah, no, it should be good.
And fantastic under the Bank SA rookie program that $500 and a picture frame will end up be hanging in the rooms there at Henley Footy Club, a club that obviously dear to your heart, given you live in the area.
Yeah, no, Henley have been awesome for me, so they'll love that. They've been really good for me over the last 10 years, so yeah, I guess it's good to give back a little bit, and I love that, so that's awesome.
And throwing forward, big game for you on Friday at down in Geelong at Simmons Stadium, actually, playing in the under-17 Future Stars match, where obviously the best of the best 17-year-olds from Australia are going head-to-head, and you've been picked for Team Harvey, named after Brent Harvey, and you're taking on Team Enright, named after Corey Enright. So, and I noticed, Jack, you're the only South Aussie in the Team Harvey.
Yeah, I've been left away from the other boys, but yeah, that should be another awesome experience leading up to the grand final day. So that should be good fun as well.
And have you had much of interaction with the other South Aussies? We should make mention who they are. Obviously, Isaac Rankin from Westies, Tom Lewis from Sturt, Luke Valenti from Nord, Connor Rosie from North Adelaide, and Jackson Hately, Central District, and Hugo Munn from Sturt are all in the Corey Enright side. So you guys been chatting amongst yourselves?
Yeah, no, I've been chatting with them over the last couple of weeks through the SA Under-17 Futures. So I'm pretty close with all them. So it'll be good to go against them in a few days.
Yeah, and do you get a gig at the grand final the next day?
No, we're playing on the Friday. We're getting sent home Friday night, and I'm spilling because the Crows are playing. So I'll try and get a ticket and hang around if I can. But unfortunately not.
Good luck with that, Jack. I know it's obviously very difficult to get tickets, but as you say, it was a wonderful experience to play in these sides and get that sort of expert coaching from guys of that ilk.
Yeah, exactly. Just to feed off people like that will be awesome, and to keep learning off all the experience that they've had as well. So yeah, should be awesome.
And then in the off season, obviously, no doubt you'll be looking after yourself and continuing the training through to make sure you're ready to go for season 2018 in what will be a big year for you.
Yeah, exactly right. Got a bit going on through the academy, and then probably out with the seniors out at Eagles. So yeah, looking for a big pre-season and heading into hopefully another big year next year.
Yeah, it could be exciting. You could well be starting round one in the Maccas League team under Michael Godden as well, couldn't you?
Yeah, potentially. that'd be all right. But yeah, no, we'll just keep training hard and see how we go.
Yeah, I know, very modest, mate, and you'll put your head down and work hard and earn that berth. So we look forward to that, and look forward to following your progress closely over the next sort of 12 to 18 months. It's very exciting to have you involved here in the Sandford or the Maccas League, and obviously in the Torrens Uni Cup earlier this year. So we thank you very much for your time on Sandford Radio, Jack, and once again, congratulations on earning the $500 under the Bank SA Rookie Program for the Henley Football Club, and well done on a fantastic debut in the prelim final, and all the best in the Under-17 Futures All-Stars game on Friday.
Thanks, Zach. Thanks for having me.